The events of September 11th have been an economic disaster for many industries. Airlines still struggle to fill their seats, sales for many retailers are down, and the nation's $400 billion restaurant industry is slumping. Forecasters say restaurants will see slower than expected growth through the coming year, and that means less work for the nation's 11 million restaurant employees. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Chicken kebabs aren't flying off the grill very fast these days at Zia's Afghan Cafe in San Diego. Owner Zia Wali says many patrons seem to have lost their appetites, despite the big red, white, and blue flag hanging beside a map of Afghanistan in the restaurant's front window.
Do you know what happened in New York? The evil thing scared everybody. And a lot of people not coming. If they're coming, they are not spending money. And this is the problem.
It's not just Afghan restaurants that are feeling the pinch. Restaurants across the country have been suffering since the attacks, especially upscale eateries in tourist destinations that rely on visitors to fill their tables. Anthony Star of the Sea Restaurant on San Diego's waterfront is selling only half as much sea bass and calamari as it did before September 11th. Co-owner Beverly Mascari has avoided laying off any workers, but she has been forced to cut their hours. She's also reassigned some waiters to her family's less pricey neighborhood restaurants, where the local clientele is beginning to reappear on the weekends.
I think what it means is people are holding back all during the week, and then on the weekends they're saying, I've been good, I'm going to reward myself, and they're going out on the weekends. So at least the weekends have come back again from where they were 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, many restaurants were nearly deserted, as Americans stayed close to home and the television. Many people still ordered takeout, though, or had food delivered. Tim McIntyre is a spokesman for Domino's Pizza.
In the wake of September 11th, we realized that we were going to be busier than normal because people were going to be staying home and they did need to be fed.
Like other restaurants, Domino's also donated food to feed rescue workers in New York and blood donors nationwide. Many restaurants were already anticipating only modest growth before the September 11th attacks as a result of the economic downturn. Now, forecasters with the Technomic Food Consulting Group in Chicago predict industry sales will be even lower, with full-service restaurants seeing a drop in the year 2002. National Restaurant Association President Steven Anderson predicts diners will order less or choose less expensive restaurants, but he doubts that Americans will give up eating out altogether.
Even in New York, we're seeing an uptick of people coming back into restaurants, but obviously it's also a function of the economy, and if we're slipping into a recession, which some think we are, they may not go to the restaurants they were going to before when their 401ks were returning 20% a year, but they're still going to turn to restaurants as an essential part of their lives.
Restaurants are offering a variety of promotions to encourage that. In a campaign called Dine Out for America, many of the big chains are urging customers to eat out on the one-month anniversary of the attack by donating proceeds of their October 11th sales to the Red Cross Relief Fund. Paul Avery, who runs the Outback Steakhouse chain based in Tampa, Florida, says it's a good way to help the recovery effort and at the same time boost restaurant traffic.
We all share this nervousness about what's going to happen in America in the next several weeks to come, but you know, we still need to go about our lives, and going out to restaurants is something that people really take comfort in, maybe getting away from the news and all the time, the bad news, and just being amongst other Americans.
Zia Wali hopes diners will take that to heart and come back to his cafe. Otherwise, he warns, the slowdown in restaurant sales could have a domino effect.
To the farmers, to the cattle growers, to the chicken farms, you know, everybody will losing. And this hurt the economy.
And that, he says, is just what the terrorists would have wanted. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.